Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and today's program is part two of In the Field, Vancouver. The World Music Days Festival was in Vancouver this year, and World Music Days happens in a different city every year. As I mentioned in part one, it's very much like the Olympic Committee process. Different cities vie for the honor of hosting the festival. It's not quite as expensive as the Olympics, probably, but it is a multi-million dollar festival. It's one of the biggest, arguably the most important contemporary music festival in the world, and I've been able to go now twice, once in Wrocław, Poland, and then most recently in Vancouver, and it's just so impressive. I mean, there are five, six concerts a day, and we're talking orchestra concerts, choral concerts, as well as chamber concerts. I mean, it is a scale that is almost unimaginable for contemporary music, and it was incredible the amount of music that we heard. On today's program, what I want to do is focus on four concerts, and these are more intimate concerts, chamber concerts. We do have the exclusive audio given to us by the ISCM. The first concert was in the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center, which is a smaller venue, and the first piece I want to play is called Klee Wick Woman, and it's by Jennifer Butler, a composer who I had a wonderful time speaking with. And this performance here is by the Emily Carr Quartet. Emily Carr is a very famous personage in Canada, especially in British Columbia, and she was very much an inspiration to Jennifer as well.
She's one of Canada's best-known painters, and certainly the best-known female painter. She lived over a century ago, and she really isolated herself from the rest of the sort of artistic community. She ended up living in the forest, and she was just a very strong person who kind of knew from a young age that she was different, and she became comfortable with that. And she actually traveled to First Nations villages when she was a young girl and experienced the culture, and no other young white woman did those kinds of things. So right from a very young age, she sort of did extraordinary things. And so I feel like the poem, I mean, there's no descriptions of her work. You don't hear in the poem descriptions of what her paintings looked like, but you get this sense of this woman who really was a pioneer for other women who wanted to work in the arts, and how she didn't compromise herself. And so that spoke to me quite a lot as a female artist. I think that was one of the things that drew me to the poem.
That's composer Jennifer Butler talking about the painter Emily Carr, this really important personage in Canadian history, really inspiring person, and especially not only as an artist, but also in bridging this cultural gap and becoming one of the few white people to be accepted by the Indigenous cultures. One of the things I was really, really struck by at World Music Days was that every concert we went to, and I mean every concert, even if there were six in the day, began with a recognition that we were on unceded land, that this was land that really technically belongs to the Indigenous people. And this is one of the first things that I asked David Pei about, the artistic director of World Music Days Vancouver.
The lands here are stolen. There was never a treaty made. There was never money given. And we're only just starting to acknowledge that. One of the joys of making these acknowledgments, the land acknowledgments, which in Vancouver means that we acknowledge the traditional territories of the Coast Salish people, and here in Vancouver, the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam nations. When I get to make that acknowledgement with foreign guests coming this week, they get to learn more about the history of this place. This isn't just a new city that's a little over 150 years old. It's a land where there's been culture for tens of thousands of years.
That's David Pei. He's the artistic director of the World Music Days Festival in Vancouver, and he's talking here about this amazing dedication, really what happened at the beginning of every concert. They always said the same thing. We were on unceded territory. Let's take a moment to recognize that fact. I think it's a wonderful sentiment. Okay, well, now let's hear the piece inspired by Emily Carr. It's called Klee Wick Woman, and it's by Jennifer Butler, and quite fittingly, we're going to hear the Emily Carr Quartet to perform.
That mouse-like quiet. affected disdain. She was a woman wanting to find herself, her true self, inside fascinating landscapes. She was the gaze respectfully reflecting, not taking away or manipulating, but inventing a style for a spirit satisfied. Instinctively knowing that By giving ego over. The nature, the people, the originals who named her in their language. Laughing one, respectful giggle echoes off in the distance. Pleased by all the visitors, curious, embarrassed by all the fuss, still kicked off.
That's a piece by Jennifer Butler, Klee Wick Woman. It's for string quartet. We heard the Emily Carr Quartet performing live at the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center in Vancouver. And we heard Jennifer talking before about the inspiration for this piece, which was Emily Carr herself, this great Canadian artist, a bridger of different cultures. And this music by Jennifer Butler pays homage to that spirit. I want to play music now from a concert that was given by the violinist Muge Bukchelin, who played first violin with the Emily Carr Quartet on the piece by Jennifer Butler that we heard. And Muge also presented a solo concert of seven works that completely blew me away. Just the variety of the repertoire, her playing, my goodness, and her stage presence too. It's just so fun to watch. She's really got an incredible stage presence. So I want to play a piece that I was especially fond of. It's called Tonight My Shadow Sinks Into the Wall. And it's inspired in part by the imagery of texts by two Japanese haiku poets, Matsuo Basho and Oshima Ryota. And it's by Lithuanian composer Vytautas Germanovičius. This piece is lyrical. It's virtuosic, it's exciting, it's just, it's a whole lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it. Here is Muge Bukchelin performing live from the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center in Vancouver.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a solo violin piece. It's called Tonight My Shadow Sinks Into the Wall. To hear that title, you think of maybe something macabre or I don't know, kind of sinister. I don't know, but not really what we hear, right? To me, it's so energetic, it's so lyrical and singing, and what a tone Muguet gets out of her violin. That's Muguet Bukchelin performing a solo violin concert. It was a live performance, of course, from the Roundhouse Performance Center in Vancouver. Today's episode is part two of a two-part series called In the Field, World Music Days, Vancouver. And for this one, I thought I'd show the more intimate side of the festival. There were all kinds of orchestra concerts. I mean, I heard a sitar concerto, for example, orchestra and sitar with tabla that was just out of this world. There were all of these concerts that were hugely attended, lavishly produced affairs. We had a lot of that in the first episode of this series. And I thought for this one, the second one, I'd show where some of my personal favorite moments were, which were the smaller chamber concerts, mostly in the Roundhouse Performance Center, but also in the Annex. The Annex is a small venue attached to the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's hall, and it's a perfect place for chamber music, or, as we saw, a late-night improvised concert. I'm going to play a piece from that concert now. It's by composer Frederick Gran. How does a composer write a piece that's meant to be improvised, you ask? Well, let's hear from Frederick.
I mostly, when I write scores, it's more not that graphical. Like I do use graphical signs, but this was more open than I'm used to in a way. So this was triangles, and there were filled triangles moving sideways, and that's not very much information. Like what's inside those triangles, and should they change the way they play? So also like this kind of thing that you see the score on the screen, the audience see it too. It's a bit. Yeah, it's interesting to me, and I think it's fun to see what will come, like from the musician. But it also could be a bit scary me because it comes and goes, and the audience would see if you interact with it or not. And and very different ways of approach it for musicians too. So.
That's composer Frederick Gran talking about the piece we're just about to hear called Vox Terminus. It was a lot of fun to see and hear the performances by the Now Society Ensemble. And I just want to mention them briefly. They are a storied ensemble. They've been around for decades, now under the artistic direction of Lisa K. Miller, who we'll also hear on piano. And this is a group of improvisers doing what they do best, which is to improvise. Here they are performing the music of Frederick Gran.
Thank you.
An excerpt of a piece by Frederick Grahn. It's called Vox Terminus, and it's a guided improvisation. And in Vox Terminus, what Frederick has done is he has these visual elements that scroll by on a screen, and each line represents a different instrument, and the visual elements are squiggles or blocks, all these things, and the musicians interpret that howsoever they will. It's a really interesting piece. It was a lot of fun. There was a very playful quality to the performance, and that piece was recorded by audio engineer Andy Smith. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today's program is part two of a two-part series in which we went in the field to Vancouver for World Music Days. On today's program, I'm featuring, kind of the more intimate side of the festival, chamber concerts, some of the favorite things that I personally heard. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you'd like to get a playlist of the music and composers that you're hearing on the program today, you can visit us at relevanttones.com.
Andy, off your arm.
We're hearing sounds recorded by my producer, Sarah Zwinklis, on a sound walk around downtown Vancouver, and this is actually part of the World Music Days Festival. They've organized these walking tours in which you could hear different sounds. They're sonic walking tours. I love this idea. You know, it really causes you to focus a little bit more, to think about your sonic environment, which is something we don't do very often, even those of us who are musicians. I think we tend to think so much of sound as being ordered by humans, by and for us humans. But of course, the world is full of sounds, some of them pleasant, not all of them are pleasant. The walking tour terminated at the Roundhouse Performance Center, and we've been hearing concerts from that center in today's program, and at night it is a concert space, or it was for the World Music Days Festival, but during the day, and for part of it at night as well, it's a community center. They do all kinds of things in there. It was really kind of moving to be in the space during the day and see all of these classes. I mean, they've got a gym, there's people playing basketball, there's all these different things going on for kids and adults, and it was cool. It's not like we're in an academic venue, it's not like we're in a concert hall. It felt like we were bringing the music to the Vancouver community, so I thought it'd be fun to open up the second half of the program today with sounds from Vancouver and then some sounds from the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center, where we spent so much of our time on that trip. Let's go ahead and stay at the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center, but later at night now, for a concert. This is by the Bozzini Quartet, which is a string quartet based in Montreal. They're making a big name for themselves. We at Relevant Tones have had a couple of chances to see them live, once in the Netherlands and now in Vancouver for the World Music Days Festival. They're fantastic. We always know they're doing interesting things, and I very much enjoyed what they did at World Music Days. I mean, I knew I would, but it was really one of my favorite concerts, so I want to highlight it on the show today. I want to play a piece from that concert by Frederick Nerink that's called Gestalt 10. He says it's the 10th and last piece in a series called Gestalt. For me, at least musically, it's wow. It's such an energetic piece. You know, when you see a string quartet working really hard, the hair is just flying off the bows every which way, you're worried they're going to break a string. It's that kind of piece. Here is the Bozzini Quartet performing Gestalt 10 by Frederick Nehrink.
Thank you.
That's music that really stuck in my head the first time I heard it at World Music Days in Vancouver. And again, hearing it here, too, it's just a virtuosic piece for the string quartet. And to think that the Bozzini Quartet does stuff like this all the time on a regular basis, to learn a virtuosic piece like that, play it a couple of times, and then they're off to the next thing, I think it's kind of mind-blowing to me. The piece is called Gestalt 10, and it's by Frederik Nehrink, who is one of the composers at the festival, up for the Young Composer Award, which they give out every year at World Music Days. Let's go back to the Emily Carr Quartet now. This next piece is a very different direction. It's inspired by a national park. The piece is by composer Robert Coe.
There's one really iconic view in Freycinet National Park. You hike up this mountain for like a mile or a mile and a half. It's pretty tedious. It was raining on me the whole time, but I knew that this is where I really wanted to be, and that was where I was going to get the best view. And so right when I got up over the ridge, I looked out and saw the view, and like clouds broke, and it was just like movie magic moment that set the piece on its course.
That's composer Robert J. Coe talking about the piece we're about to hear and the inspiration for it, which was this park in Australia. If you've ever been inspired by nature, you know it can be this overwhelming feeling. And so when I heard the piece, this performance, I just thought it's everything it's supposed to be. It's sweeping, it's grand, but there's also this innocence to the music. I don't know what the word is. I guess thinking of like a natural preserve or a wilderness space, you think it's unspoiled. The music is unspoiled like that, like a natural preserve is supposed to be. It's really refreshing to hear. I also enjoyed this performance by the Emily Carr Quartet very much. Here they are to perform Freycinet, inspired by the Freycinet National Park in Tasmania. This is music of Robert J. Coe, who was one of the Young Composers Award candidates.
Thank you.
That's music inspired by an Australian national park, Freycinet. In fact, the piece is called Freycinet, and it's by composer Robert J. Coe, who was also one of the Young Composers Award candidates at the World Music Days Festival. The performance was by the Emily Carr Quartet from the Roundhouse Performing Arts Center. And again, that piece to me, there's just this wonderful, unspoiled innocence to it. It's fantastic. I enjoyed hearing it and hope to hear more music like that by Robert J. Coe throughout his career. We've got just a little bit of time left in the program, not quite enough, I think, to hear a full piece, but we're going to hear as much as we can get of another violin piece performed by the wonderful violinist Muge Bukchelin. And this is from that great concert of solo violin music. There was so much virtuosic music on that concert. In fact, this is a particular thing that Muge likes to challenge herself with, difficult works. And we talked about that right before her solo performance.
There are a lot of composers out there who write incredibly difficult music. Like, you look at it and you're like, you're kidding me. Like, it's just unplayable. But there, even then, there is something about it, like, that they're after. You know, I believe in that. Whatever they write, like, I mean, it's my duty to do my very best to play the unplayable, of course. And then with the work, like, with the composer, sometimes we find a middle ground and make things work. But even the unplayable is playable, I think, to a certain extent.
That's Muge Bukchelin talking about unplayable music. I love that idea, the idea of that challenge. Okay, let's hear now as much as we can get of Cadenza Lyrica, which is exactly what it sounds like, a lyrical cadenza for the violin. The composer is Sabina Ulubeanu, and it's performed by Muge Bukchelin. That's an excerpt of a piece called Cadenza Lyrica, Lyrical Cadenza, by composer Sabina Ulubeanu. Great performance there by Muge Bukchelin from her solo violin concert at the World Music Days Festival in Vancouver. Muge's solo set, the Emily Carr Quartet, and the Bozzini concerts that we heard were engineered by Brian Chan. Thank you, Brian and ISCM, for making these recordings available to us. And this has been part two of In the Field, World Music Days, Vancouver. What a pleasure it was for the Relevant Tones team to be there at the festival. And if you missed anything, you can hear both parts of the two-part series at relevanttones.com.